The 10-Minute Math Podcast will help parents answer the two big questions: why is math taught differently today?
And how can I support my own child at home?
We are your hosts, Jan
and Colleen.
We are two teachers crazy for math and on a mission to help parents use normal everyday routines, such as bedtime or mealtime, as opportunities to build their children's number sense so that their children can find the joy, wonder, and beauty of mathematics.
10-minute math, an equation for fun, daily routines to make math connections.
Welcome to episode 117, season 3 of the 10-Minute Math Podcast. Today we're going to review the first step in mastering basic multiplication facts. Now let's get started.
If your child is in third or fourth grade, you've probably heard your child talk about multiplication and the importance of learning the basic multiplication facts. Some children love to learn these facts, and others struggle and tend to give up, claiming that they hate math.
As parents, teachers, or grandparents, you just want to help ease that frustration and to somehow make that math learning fun. That's exactly why we created this framework for mastering basic multiplication facts using games. And yes, you guessed it, there are exactly 10 steps.
So today, Jan and I are going to talk about the first step in mastering those basic facts. Goal for step one is to multiply any one-digit number by 0 and 1. Since your child probably focused on adding and subtracting in earlier grades, the concept of multiplication might be new, so we first want your child to understand the concept of multiplication.
That's right. We want children to actually understand that multiplying by 0 means there are no groups, and multiplying by 1 means there is just one group. So the problem 0 times 1 means that each group includes one object, but we don't have any groups. Therefore, 0 times 1 is 0. And multiplying 1 times 5 means there is one group of 5 objects, or 5 objects in all, because 1 times 5 equals 5.
What we don't want is for your child to just memorize 0 times any number always gives us 0 without understanding what that means. And that 1 times any number will always equal that number. We want a child to understand that multiplying 1 by a number means there's only one group of a number of objects. If children simply memorize rules without understanding, they often confuse the rules of addition with the rules of multiplication.
So for your child to learn how to multiply any one-digit number by 0 or 1, we suggest playing the Ace in the Middle game. To play this game, you need a regular deck of playing cards with the kings and the jacks removed. In this game, the aces are a 1 and the queens are a 0. So to play this game, you place an ace in the middle and deal the rest of the cards face down equally to each player. Players both turn over their top card and multiply it by 1 and say the product or the answer to the multiplication problem. The player with the highest product keeps the cards for that play. But if it's a tie, you just repeat the process. The winner of the game is the player with the most cards after all the cards are played.
All right, so Jan and I will play the game so you can hear it in action. All right, so as Jan said, we shuffle a regular deck of playing cards without the kings and jacks. We also don't need the jokers for this game. I deal out the cards equally, face down to each player. I place an ace in the middle to remind everyone that we are multiplying by 1. Jan and I turn over our top card and announce the product of our card and 1. I turned over a 6, so I say 6 times 1 is 6.
And then I turn over a queen, and since a queen is a zero in this game, I say 0 times 1 is 0. And then since 6 is greater than 0, Colleen wins and gets to keep both cards.
Woot, woot, woot! All right, looking good in round one, Jan. Here we go.
I knew there'd be sound effects.
You know I love to play games, so.
Yeah.
Now I like to win, you know. All right, so now we both turn over the next top card in our pile. I have a 2, and I say 2 times 1 is 2.
I turn over a 9 and say 9 times 1 is 9. And since my product of 9 is greater than Colleen's product of 2, I win and get to keep both cards. There's the sound effect.
Not my own, I tell you. All right. So next we turn over another card. I have a 5 and I say 5 times 1 is 5.
I also turn over a 5 and say 5 times 1 is 5. And since we both have a product of 5, there is a tie, and we both flip over our next card.
This time, I get a 10 and say 10 times 1 is 10.
And I turn over a 4 and say 4 times 1 is 4. And since Colleen's product of 10 is greater than my product of 4, she gets to keep all 4 cards.
That was a really good round for me, Jan. I got 4 of that.
That was.
Okay. This game continues until we have used up all of our cards. The player with the most cards at the end of the game wins. If you'd like a copy of our framework for 10 steps to mastering basic multiplication facts using games, head over to our website, www.10minutemath.com. That website again is tenminutemath.com. Bye for now, and thanks for
making math fun.